I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. The U.S. recently warned Nigeria's government of Islamic State and Al-Qaeda infiltration. Over the past decade, Nigeria has become a hotbed for terrorist activity. The Islamic State of West Africa moved from military to human targets in late July. They executed 5 aid workers and sent a chilling warning to Christians. David Curry of Open Doors USA says Nigeria isn't doing enough to protect believers.
This has been a very ineffectual government, not just one administration, but over the last few. The lens with which they see this is these are little problems. But that's the same thing I heard in northern Iraq right before ISIS took over. So unfortunately, that governments would overlook the problem until it gets so bad that it causes global chaos.
And reports on surging violence in the U.S. are enough to break your heart. In fact, July was the most violent month Chicago has seen in 28 years. That's why the timing of PrayerCast Chicago 77 is so critical. From July 29 to September 6, PrayerCast is releasing a video every 12 hours to prompt prayer for one of Chicago's 77 neighborhoods. PrayerCast's Chris Ruge says the people of Chicago need sacred peace and a stirring of the Holy Spirit.
No changing of social constructs will ultimately bring about the kind of healing and reconciliation that's needed. What's needed is for people to see the face of Christ in his church in the city of Chicago and to see the power of God at work in transforming people's lives.
Join PrayerCast, Chicago's 77 prayer movement at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.